This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
Oh, yeah! Yeah, well, Monday action here. Taz and the Moose, but no Moose today. Moose will be back tomorrow. Mark Malusis will be back tomorrow. I'm Taz, AB, Andrew Bogus, sitting in for Mark Malusis again today. So looking forward to chilling with AB. We are coming to you live right now from the Quicken Loans studio. National Mortgage Lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And maybe you're listening to us on, CBS Sports Radio, one of our great affiliates. So, of course, this great United States, so we appreciate that very much. Or maybe on Sirius XM Channel 206 or the Sirius XM app. Or maybe you're listening to us stream live on radio.com. So thank you for all of that. If you want to call the show, simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
Simply dial 855-212-4227. That's at 855-212-4CBS. AB, how's it going, Haas?
Taz, good moment. Yes. Hope you had a great weekend,
oh,
a good Saturday, a good Sunday.
There
hope you don't have too much of the Mondays, and you're doing okay so far.
I was.
Is that everything? Did I get them all?
You got all the radio cliches in there, yeah.
Okay.
Mastermind Andrew.
Don't forget, tomorrow's Twitter Tuesday, which leads into Hump Day,
okay.
And then Twizzler Thursday.
You're killing me. My goal was to start the show without saying a happy week. I mean, how was your weekend, BS? And but of course, you had to nail it, and I knew you because you're sarcastic. But it was definitely
professional.
Yeah, well, professional. I'll tell you what was a professional, and that was the defensive backfield of the LA Rams last night in their loss to the Philadelphia Eagles 30-23, in which we saw a really good game. And I got to tell you, there was a couple of really, really good games yesterday. We'll get into all of them. Let's start it off, my man, with this Eagles versus Rams. So they're playing over there in Los Angeles. Shocked everybody, including me. I did not expect this because, as most of you guys know, listening out there to AB and I, you know, Wentz is out with the back injury. So you're starting Nick Foles again, the Super Bowl MVP, who's the highly paid backup. And here he comes in and plays a great game and gets the victory for his Eagles in a very fun game to watch for sure. But like I said, man, AB, I thought that defensive backfield was weak for the Rams. And yet, I did feel like Foles was on for the most part. Captains that offense the right way. You know, there's just something about him, man. I was surprised. You
know, this is getting annoying. This game last night was annoying. Yesterday, in a number of different games, was annoying. I like knowing for a good, with some certainty, Taz, like what's going to happen, right? I have a feel for particular teams. They do this well. They don't do that well.
You should watch pro wrestling more. You'll figure it all out really quick.
I mean, they're going to win. They're not going to win.
I mean, I can tell you who's going to win every match.
I mean, even Michaels and Collinsworth last night coming out of one break in that third quarter run by the Eagles. Like, you know, sometimes you head towards a game and you wonder, like, are we going to have a blowout? And we definitely had that conversation before this one, and lo and behold, it's an Eagle blowout at the moment.
Yeah.
The Eagles are great. I mean, the last night was great, a great game plan, great execution, especially from Jim Schwartz on defense.
No doubt.
And Nick Foles continues to be strangely good at coming off the sideline.
I've never heard it put that way. That's a good way to put it.
For Carson Wentz in L.A. to get the Eagles important victories in December/January. But to me this morning, I mean, my thoughts are far more about the Rams and this mini unraveling here over the last couple of weeks or so. And they've kind of been outed for all the things that, you know, for all the weaknesses that we thought they didn't have. All of a sudden, they've got a couple of them and teams are exploiting them. And now they've lost back-to-back games for the first time under Sean McVay.
Yeah, and I'm a Rams fan. I enjoy watching them play. I've been behind them the whole while. And I do think they were...
Define whole while, like since mid-October?
Late September.
Okay.
So, whole while. And, look, I think they'll turn it around. But I got to say, we're starting to see... We've been seeing here a little bit lately, Goff not looking like really, Goff as we've seen of late under McVay. It's more Goff... like of old. And at, like, for example, very end of the second quarter, I think it was, They were deep in the red zone, and they could, you know, they had a great opportunity to score. And Goff had not one, not two, but three misses, dude. Like high passes,
he couldn't not even connect. Close. Yeah,
yeah, he couldn't connect with his receivers, which led to a Rams field goal at halftime, made it 13-13. But you know, I do think real quick back to Foles though, just so people know, he was 24-31 with 270 yards, one INT, no touchdowns. He played really good. Where Goff was 35 of 55. He threw for 339 yards. We had two INTs. But those misses, man, a portion of that 35 of 55, bro, some of those misses, because it wasn't just in the second quarter there. He had several misses that were vital. I mean, he just wasn't on. He hasn't been on. It's just something's missing there with that offense.
I mean, you didn't even mention the all-time weird fumble, get up, random interception late third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was to Corey Graham.
That's who picked it off. I don't know what he was trying to do with it when he was being tackled and like just whipped it to Corey Graham.
Yeah, it wasn't even a throw. It was kind of like a chuck. But no, what he did was the center stepped on his foot, Goff, and then he fell back. And you're right, he kind of like. Like if I know we don't have video here, but if you could visualize with that motion, ladies and gentlemen, of my arm when I go, that's what it was like.
We are going to have some reenactments if and when there's ever video on this show. Is there a budget for like actors that can just sit in one of the rooms in our compound back by the social media department, the baking department?
Acting!
Will there be actors that can just come in and reenact these things for you guys?
That's a great point, and I think we'll work on in one of the creative meetings coming up soon where we'll have a live studio audience. That's the next goal.
Yeah. Thank you!
What do you think, Mike? Live studio audience?
I love the idea of a live studio audience. That sounds fun.
Isn't that what Mike and Pete are?
No, more, just a bunch of people standing in the control room behind Mike and Pete, I think would be epic.
You do well when people walk into the studio.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't
bother me at all. I want to attack everyone. I'm very territorial. That's the problem. But anyway, back to this game. It was a really good game, and I was hoping the Rams were going to win. But for the Eagles to go fly, pun intended, fly into Los Angeles and get that big win on the road puts them back in the hunt here. And, man, I got to tell you, the Eagles looked like they looked great. I mean, they looked great. Smallwood ran the ball really well. I mean, their offensive line had good push. Smallwood, when I say ran well, he had two touchdowns at clutch time. So he only had 48 yards, but he had 10 attempts at him as far as rushing. And how about Jeffries, man? Alshon Jeffries, dude, he looked spectacular. You know, no TDs, but he had some big, big catches. Him and Foles connected well together.
Well, that's the thing, you know. Carson Wentz is the better quarterback. I mean, there's no doubt about that, right? And at some point, they need him to stay healthy and play a full season and hopefully see what he can do in the playoffs. It's not going to be this year, obviously, for more reasons than just one. But last night, Nick Foles in the game. Now, he didn't throw a touchdown pass to anybody, but he and Alshon Jeffrey have this rhythm and this connection. I don't know if it's just simple chemistry, there's different play calls that now are in effect because it's Foles and not Wentz, and those plays are more in line with the way Alshon Jeffrey wants to do things. I don't know where this comes from, but Alshon Jeffrey had more yards in the first half last night than he had in any full game for like 7 weeks.
Crazy, right?
And they just got something going on. That one long pass play on the heave down the field when Nelson Agholor was just as open as Alshon Jeffrey. It's this weird dynamic.
That was early in the third quarter, right? I think it was right after halftime.
Was it third quarter? I thought it was earlier.
No, dude, in the second quarter, they were late in the second quarter. Foles, two big receptions by Jeffries, which led to a rushing touchdown by Adams, where it was 13-10 with the Eagles winning. And then I believe early in the third quarter, if memory serves me, that was the deep, deep, high, like a higher throw. The ball felt like it was in the air forever, if that's the one you're talking about, where Jeffries had a big gain right there.
Well, and Collins was almost passed out on the play I'm talking about because when he saw the replay of Foles getting punched in the gut by Sue, I think, as he was releasing it, and it got down there, and there were two wide open guys.
You know what I wish? I wish that I could go to wherever. Like, I wish I was in Los Angeles last night, and I could go out by the TV truck while they're live and have a big, bush cutter. Bush scissors, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Shot, like big ones, and just chop the main line wire to Collinsworth's microphone.
Really?
Just want to shut his mic down. That's it. Just simply cut the wire. And then get back on a plane and head back to New York. That's just, I wanted to just slice the wire in half.
Like a ninja. Just drop in, cut a wire, and
be gone. I just can't stand that guy's delivery, his work. What he, I know he's credible. He was a hell of a wide receiver back in the day. For my friend Boomer Esiason with the Bengals, right. I know that. Okay, I'm very well aware of that. But I'm just saying, just bring me some energy, Collinsworth. Just bring me a little energy. That's all. I just want some energy.
And a lack of energy is your critique of him? That's interesting.
And he's kind of got this, like, swami type, like, schnocky,
well, they both
swami.
Do.
Yeah, the other guy, Al Michaels, he's older than dirt, but that's a whole nother story.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this, but they're all in on the joke now at NBC.
What's the joke?
Because they did the slide, but he came from the other side last night, Collinsworth.
I actually didn't see the on camera.
And they both had a little sly smile, and then Tirico at halftime, sending it back to L.A., said, you know, Al, Chris, and Michelle slide back in after this.
Oh, they're so slick.
So they're all in.
They're
NBC's
all,
figured
all
it
so
out
funny.
Now.
Aha! It's funny stuff.
Can't
it's
have
great.
Anything fun.
Ha ha!
Nothing
yeah,
nice.
It's, yeah. No, no. All seriousness. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Very funny. Yeah. So anyway, look, man, I think the Eagles going in there, this gives them a plethora of momentum where if you look at the Rams, if you look at the pessimistic side of things, the Rams, now you're thinking, okay, wait a minute. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, these were the Rams that were, like, just destroying everyone nonstop. And, you know, they have an opportunity now that they're going to play two bad teams here.
That's the best news.
Right. With the Cardinals, they're going to Arizona, and then they host the 49ers. So, in that case, right, they could finish strong, you know what I'm saying, and get their sea legs back under them, meaning Goff and Gurley and all their other weapons. And McVay will get his team together, because you can't doubt that they've been a potent offense. Speaking of Sean McVay, the head coach of the LA Rams, let's take a listen here as he's talking about putting themselves in negative situations.
You could just feel there's some things where we're taking negative plays on early downs as a result of not executing. When you put yourself behind the sticks, when we take some of the penalties that we're taking, it's tough to overcome those against a good defense, a good front like they have. And those are things that we just can't do. And we got to get it fixed, and we got to figure it out. And, you know, like I've said, you know,
just stop
I
this
do better,
for a minute,
but,
please,
you know,
sir. We'll pick this up in a second.
Hands up for a pause.
McVay, right? It took me weeks and weeks to realize what he sounds like. If everybody out there and the men that I'm working with here, the men, if you're familiar with an action figure, you know, an action figure, like, you know, I don't call them
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, the G.I. Joe back in the day. That's what, if like an action figure had like a voice box, that's what McVay talks like, an action figure. He sounds like an action figure. I don't think anyone's ever said this about him.
No, I don't think so. And I was expecting to go in the other direction because there's
sounds
like
an action hero.
No, there's like a, I hear. There's like a nerd quality to his voice when I hear it, not a gruff.
Did you ever see his significant other? He's not a nerd.
No, I know.
I'm just letting you know.
No, I know.
just an FYI. Okay.
Like, I don't, I'm thinking of the talking, the little green soldier guys that used to come like in a huge box as a toy.
Oh, like you get the 500 soldiers?
Yeah. Like in the Toy Story movies, they have those guys.
And they all talk like Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah, but they're all nasty.
Right. But, yeah. So I don't hear that in McVay.
No. But I'm saying like an action figure, not little plastic dolls. I mean like not dolls. Not you're talking about the El Cheapo action figures. You're talking about a bag of 500 soldiers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about one action figure. You know, I don't care if it's G.I. Joe, like an action figure that costs you $13.99. Mm-hmm. Okay, $15.
Right.
That's what he sounds like he talked like, McVay.
There are things that we just can't do, and we got to get it fixed, and we got to figure it out. And, you know, like I've said, you know, I got to do better, but, you know, I'm going to, you know, work as hard as I can to get this thing figured out, and I know everybody in that locker room feels the same way.
Yeah, I think Twitter pull up on this? Are they awake back there? I don't want
to
bother.
Yeah, we told the social media team to do that. Take a listen to the quarterback of the Rams, Goff, on needing to correct the mistakes.
You know, we got 2 weeks till the playoffs, and so we got 2 weeks to get it figured out. And you know, what do we need to figure out? I don't think it's much. I think it's, you know, little things here and there. And I need to do a better job. We need to do a better job, you know, all across the board. And it's nothing that we haven't done, which is the good way to look at it, and stuff that's so fixable.
Well, I could figure it out for you, Mr. Goff. I never played NFL in the NFL as a quarterback, but I could tell you this much. What you need to do, sir, is bring the ball down a little bit in the red zone instead of throwing it like everyone's 7'9". Okay, the ball's too high. I know that's easier said than done, but you don't see the great ones have this kind of consistency of lack of accuracy, and that's what we saw yesterday from Goff. And I like Goff. I'm not a Goff hater. I feel like
he's your quarterback.
He's listen, Josh Allen's my quarterback. Let's be honest. That's my man, you know, right? So, but, you know, no, I do. I like Goff. I do like Goff, and I do think he's going to redeem himself. Like I said, I really think, AB, I would love to get your thoughts. I do think they have that opportunity when they go to Arizona next week and then host the 49ers that they have a chance to redeem themselves and work on that offense because you're playing kind of lackluster, sneaky teams.
Yeah, from the people who can see things that I can't see when they watch a game, the growing consensus seems to be that the Lions actually, and your boy Matt Patricia and his staff, figured something out. Now, the Lions ultimately lost this game to the Rams. I think it was 30-16, but the game was tight into the second half, not into the fourth quarter.
Right, correct.
And the thing the Lions did was not necessarily let Todd Gurley, you know, run free, but they stopped over-planning for the run, dropped back into coverage without Cooper Kupp, and made Jared Goff have to make decisions. Now, Jared Goff's had three straight lackluster games. The Bears copied it and really took it to a next level last week, and the Eagles followed up on it last night as well with better personnel, better success than the Lions. And now, you know, the problem for me is, you guys can be offensive geniuses and be talented as you are, but 3 weeks of not figuring out what your opponent's doing is a little troubling to me. 1 week is one thing, maybe two I'll give you, but on a third week, no plan B still from the Rams, a little troubling.
Sound bites. Okay, so here's the question. do the Eagles have another magical run in them? Well, are you worried about the Rams? Plus, Tom Brady falls short in the Steel City. Call the show. Give your thoughts on yesterday's football action. 855-212-4227. I am Taz. AB just sitting here. We'll be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, CBS Sports Radio here. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. You know what, AB? We were talking a lot about the Eagles-Rams game yesterday. We're going to get into talking a little bit about the Steelers and the Patriots here in a second or two. But let's hit the old hotline here. Go down to Jacksonville, Florida, and speak to our guy, Pete Gass. Pete, what's going on, buddy?
Morning, guys. How's it going? I noticed, I don't know, Taz, I don't know if you noticed that AB's got a little, he's very perky this morning. I don't know if it's because he had a couple extra cups of coffee or it's because he kicked my butt in fantasy.
Well, I think it's option two, and I'll tell you how I know that, Pete. I'll be honest. I noticed because this is a gospel truth. He, okay. AB, was in the newsroom before the show.
True,
this,
yeah. So far live, true.
And he was, I don't want to say talking smack, bro, but he was a lot of braggadociousness coming out of him, if that is a real word. So,
well, he deserves it. He deserves it.
No, he deserves a lot of things. A win isn't one of them.
Now, here's the thing, Pete. Now, just for those not in our league, Pete's 12-1, the number one seed. I am beating him. He's done with all his players. I have a roughly 4-point lead, and I still have Drew Brees going tonight.
Oh my God!
Now, so my point was, unless Drew Brees has the worst game ever for anybody,
that's not happening.
I'm good to go. No. Mikey B actually suggested benching Drew Brees so he can't hurt me in any possible way.
He's right.
But I said, I think that's cheap.
He's right.
But I think that's cheap.
That's okay, being cheap.
Because I'm praying for Brees to throw a pick on his first throw and then fumbling and breaking his leg on
the
next one.
Oh, my God. Well, more importantly, what everybody wants to know is, where am I in the standings? I'm trying to see where I am. Where am I?
Tez. Don't even look it up.
No, you am I doing that bad? Where am I? Yeah, well, as long as I'm beating the Moose, that's all that matters. I am beating the Moose, right? Can someone tell me the standings?
Yeah.
I think that's all that matters, as long as I'm beating the Moose.
Yeah, the Moose in the losers round.
Well, congratulations,
bud. Right, why are you calling the show, Pete? How can we help you?
All right, well, I'm also calling because I think that this Philadelphia thing could, that could have been just what they needed to get a little momentum, you know? With the NFC East the way it is, it is wide open, and with Dallas getting it handed to him yesterday,
right?
Anything's possible. I'll hang up, let you guys talk. But thanks
you hang up, Pete. Take care. Right. Thanks for calling, Hoss. We'll see. Not easy, tough guy. All right. So anyway, No, he's right. Pete Gass is correct. I mean, this definitely could be a shot in the arm that the Eagles need. We'll get into that in a second. Right now, though, it's time for our latest sports update. Look who's here. They call him Heller. We call him Bradley. Brad Heller, ladies and gentlemen.
Frankie Heller.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, Al? How are you?
Oh, good.
Everything great. How was your weekend, pal?
Oh, we're going there, aren't we? No, we're going there, aren't we?
Was Benji at your party?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, good.
No. There was some extra people.
That would
at the
be
party.
The end of us.
There was definitely extra people at the party. The party was too many people. And the drinks got over okay.
Okay only.
Yeah, I was shocked. There were multiple pictures of them. Of the Merry Margarita, as we call it. Merry Margarita. Yes, yeah, so it had like a lot of the Jose Cuervos in it and stuff like that. And triple sec.
Frozen cranberry balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And cranberry juice besides the balls.
Okay.
And the thing was, it got over and it tasted delicious. But I got to tell you, I was a little surprised. It wasn't that my wife and I were a little perplexed. It didn't get over as much as we thought.
Hmm.
One of our family members actually loved it so much, she actually left with a picture of one of the pictures.
Good for her.
I'm not joking. So she wasn't driving, thankfully.
Is she cute? Is she single?
Well, she's married.
A couple more days for Pete.
She's a mom, too.
Okay,
so she has a young child. So I don't think she's going to leave her husband and child for Pete to buy.
That's a lady right there.
Yeah, so Pete's getting ready to tie the knot over. You got him already,
Pete's got 4 days of freedom left.
You got him hooking up with a married woman all of a sudden. What the hell's going on?
Now or never, Pete.
My goodness.
What's wrong with this guy? Is he crazy or what?
I'm feeling my oats. I'm beating Pete Gass in fantasy. Everything's on the table now.
Yeah.
Look out.
There it is. We just talked about it. It's on TV, the Cuervo. So anyway, so yeah. So think of the Mary...
Exactly.
Mary Margarita. Jeez,
back to you, Brad.
Mary Margarita. The Mary Margarita did not get over like we thought. I should have brought some in for you guys.
I've already had some. And that's
the problem.
It would have been a nice little pick-me-up on a Monday.
Well, 6:26 a.m. action. That is. All right, come on, Brad. We're very busy.
All right, guys. We'll start with the Sunday night game. No Carson Wentz. No problem for the Eagles. Boom.
Gives it to Smallwood. Up the middle it goes. He's in. Touchdown. His second of the night.
Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio put the Eagles up 30-13. They held on, beat the Rams in L.A. 30-23. Philly is 7-7, just a game behind Dallas in the NFC East. The Cowboys shut out for the first time in 15 years, 23-0 to the Colts in Indy. Also ended a five-game winning streak. The Redskins, like the Eagles, are 7-7. They beat the Jaguars 16-13. The Bears, they win the AFC North with a big win over the Packers at at Soldier Field, 24-17. Chicago's going to the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. While the Packers are officially eliminated from playoff contention, Aaron Rodgers was asked about his mentality over the final 2 weeks.
You just play. We're paid to play this game and prepare. And, I think you set different goals, obviously, because playoffs won't be happening. So I think a good one's probably we can get our first road win of the year.
Elsewhere, the Steelers snapped their three-game losing streak, shutting down Tom Brady and the Patriots in Pittsburgh 17-10.
We certainly had some opportunity out there, and I give them credit. They made some important plays when they needed to. Our defense played great. Special teams played great. We just got to do better offensively, and tough loss.
And the Pats missing a chance to clinch the AFC East, while the Steelers keep their half-game lead in the AFC North and the Ravens who beat the Bucks 20-12. The Vikings snapped the two-game losing streak 41-17 over the Dolphins. The Niners ended the Seahawks four-game winning streak 26-23 in overtime. First time San Francisco's beaten Seattle in 5 years. NBA, the Pacers won their seventh straight 110-99 over the Knicks. John Wall, 40 points, also 14 assists. Wizards over the Lakers, 128-110. LeBron James was held to a season-low 13. The Kings snapped the Mavericks' 11-game home winning streak, 120-113. Nuggets over the Raptors, 95-86. From baseball, the Mets and catcher Wilson Ramos reportedly agreeing to a 2-year deal. Hockey. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Okay. When I heard that name, I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with you, Brad.
Here it goes.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on. Let Brad finish, because Brad's got to go, and then you can yell at me and Pete.
There's not a long conversation, and I'll decide when Brad leaves, if you don't mind, Brad. So here's the thing. I just want to say, we'll do it later. Go ahead, Brad. Travis,
you sure? Okay.
Yeah, because Mike gave me a look like, no, please let him go. Mike gave me the evil eye, so good. Gave me stink eye.
Couple NHL notes. The Winnipeg Jets have won five straight. They beat the Lightning in overtime 5-4. Tampa had won 8 in a row. The Sharks have won 4 straight, 7-3 over the Blackhawks. The late one last night, the Canucks beat the Oilers 4-2. Okay.
Well, so basically, look, the Mets, you know, working out the deal with the Ramos to catch it. The bottom line, it's not even about the Mets. It's about Pete the Body, the board operator, engaging with you, AB. Mm. This is what happened. Okay, basically, and I like that Brad's actually sitting here now for this because he's in such a rush. So that's the best part of the whole thing. So I'm sitting there at the desk, okay? Brad, I'll talk to you. I'm sitting at the desk in general population, right? Cause, you know,
Around the yard.
I've only won multiple championships. I don't deserve an office.
Amongst us heathens.
Yes, exactly, with the jobbers, as we call it. And next thing I know, I hear Pete the Body, the voice of reason, and he says, Andrew, what do you think about the whole Ramos with the Mets? What do you think?
And he's actually yelling this over Taz.
Yeah, like literally. Oh, because he has to sit, Pete, right next to me. Like, you know, he's got to be right next to me. And he yells, what do you think about it, Andrew, about the Mets and Ramos? Now, I'm a Mets fan. I'm also an award-winning podcaster and host.
Right.
And a TV broadcaster. And like I said, a Mets fan. He just completely goes over me. And says something to this guy, AB.
Yeah.
And I was so hurt and embarrassed for myself that he would do that to me.
I talk to Andrew all the time about baseball.
Thanks, Pete. I've lost track of which teams you like. I mean, you could be a Met fan. You could be a Pirate
fan. I've never waited for my Met
fan. You could be a Dodger fan.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I don't know any.
I do like the Dodgers. I do like the Dodgers.
Right.
I do.
You have an AL West team as well?
No, I like the Astros also.
Okay.
No, I've always been a Met fan through and through.
But you make it seem like I was just trying to ignore you. Like I went out of my way to say, hey, Taz, I'm not going to talk to you about the Mets because I really don't want to talk to you about baseball.
No.
I'm going to talk to my friend Andrew.
Yeah,
but Taz,
you know what? When I want to know what Bob Orton Sr.'s cast on his wrist was made of in 1987.
What was it made of?
Yes, resin. it was resin. Anyway, so yeah, it was just that moment.
Hey, Taz, what do you think about the Mets signing Wilson Ramos for 2 years and $19 million?
Yeah, your thoughts.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind having Real Muto, but you know, we're going to have to give up too much. And then hearing, by the way, your breakdown to Pete was actually hysterical. Because really, you said nothing.
No, I know.
You said, well, you know, you don't have to give nothing up, so if you're not going to... What'd they get? What's that? 17 mil? How much money is it? 17 mil?
19 mil.
19 mil?
Yeah.
So it's like you basically said nothing to the guy, and Pete goes, oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, that was the conversation. That's what I deal with, folks.
My first sentence of substance will be, my next one will be my first one. I messed that up. Back to you, Brad.
Well, anyway, so the Steelers and the Patriots. I got to tell you,
let's do that.
This was my favorite game of the day. I really enjoyed this game. I did, mainly because the Patriots lost, and that's my
isn't
one.
Isn't it glorious? I'm
it
sorry,
is. I just love it.
Loves
I love
the Patriots.
I'm sorry. I don't care. I just love when they lose. And it really was a fun game to watch. It was nice to see the Steelers finally beat the Patriots. You know, in the Steel City, and Brady, he got me nervous at the end of the game. You know, the 2 minute he run the 2 minute drill. And, you know, we've seen him do this AB for years. And I'm like, oh, my God, here we go again. He's going to win the game in the final, you know, final minute.
Well, I thought overtime was guaranteed.
Yeah.
When they get the ball back, they're down 7. There's 2-plus minutes left. I mean, I would have, if I was at a place where Moose was that was lit and you could live gamble on things, I would have bet on that game going to overtime. And I would have lost money. And shockingly so, because somehow they didn't find 7 points in all of that time late fourth quarter.
I was shocked. I really was shocked. Happily shocked. And the final score was 17 Steelers, 10 Pats. And Tom Brady was 25 of 36, 279 yards. He had one touchdown and one INT, which was interesting. And Ben Roethlisberger was 22 of 34, 235 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. You know, I don't know. I felt like Edelman definitely was clutch in that fourth quarter for sure. A lot of catches. He had me sweating. And he had like 90 yards in reception, I believe. And like he was targeted 11 times with 7 catches. So, you know, he's always a constant. I mean, and Brady just, you know, he couldn't get it done. He couldn't get it done. And the defense for the Steelers played well. I mean, it was a fun game. Was that your favorite game?
Was it my favorite game? I guess so, because the 1 o'clock games were kind of
they were kind of boring.
There was no real drama. There were all the games that didn't matter were within that early window too. Like as much as Mike wanted to pump up Atlanta and Arizona on Friday.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
There were a handful of games.
Misread that one.
Yeah. That was hysterical.
That just that didn't
that
matter.
My favorite game.
I misread it.
Yeah, Taz, read this. Tell the people they can't wait to see this one.
Right. And,
thanks,
you know,
Mike.
Titans-Giants was gross in the weather, and the Bears-Packers, like, thought about being dramatic. I love the weather.
No. That Giant game with the rain. And I was watching a little bit of the Ravens game, too. I think it was raining on that game. I love that. Oh, no, I love when give me rain. I hate watching a football game when it's sunny out. I'm not kidding. I know it sounds weird.
You are a really strange person.
I know, but I'm being honest. Hey, I just say what I say, and I say it hard, man. And I'm just telling you, I love the rain games, especially if they were playing on nat grass, as you call it, natural. I call it nat. When you're playing on nat grass in rain, oh, man, that's football. I'm old school knock-around guy. You know, I love that. So, I mean, the Giant game with the rain, I loved it. I definitely loved it. That's the best time to watch football.
There was nothing fun about watching the Giants score 0 points yesterday.
Oh, come
on. Nothing. And I'm the complete opposite. I think games should be played, especially playoff games and Super Bowls, should be played in as sterile environments as possible.
Well, that's because you're soft. I mean,
that is absolutely one of the reasons. But I want to watch guys be talented. I want to watch them do things, God, not be slid around in the mud. That doesn't make any sense.
Stop! Anyway, talk about the Steelers. Let's take a listen here to Mike Tomlin talking about dealing with adversity. And
is that what he's talking about?
This weird comment about eyeballs, eyelids, eye sockets, pupils. Take a listen.
It's easy to display faith and talk that camaraderie stuff when things are going well. Sometimes you got to cut your eyelids off when you want to blink when it gets thick. And we talk openly about that, and we try to display it and live it. And you only get to do that when you're in these type of moments. So you want to embrace those challenges.
What the hell does that even mean? If there's anybody out there listening that happens to be an ophthalmologist, please call 855-212-4227.
Or, I mean, a green beret. I don't understand, like, who would be...
Or the mascot of the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean...
Cut your eyelids off when you want to blink.
And he says, like, you know, sometimes you have to do it. Like, no, I don't think you have to ever do that. Like, that's not a thing. And, again, we just discussed how soft I am. So I was thinking that maybe you'd tell me the one time you were wrestling in, like, Tuscaloosa and you need to cut your eyelids off.
No, because I've been poked in the eye many times, but in a match, but I've never been had someone cut my eyelids off.
Sometimes
we talk openly about that, and
which is great too. Imagine you come into a meeting like, "All right, coach, fire me up." He's like, "Guys, we're gonna have to cut our eyelids off this weekend." What, coach?
Every guy's locker room, he has one of those eye things, you know, like your wife might have to make her eyelids. You know what do they call those little sandwich scissors? Like with the little arc thing with the padding on it. Okay. So, does anybody know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like a...
The
eyelashes. Yeah, for the eyelashes, right?
Mike, please.
Something like that.
X the eye team to find out the name of that.
Sometimes you got to cut your eyelids off.
Sorry, only the ear and nose team's in today.
There is a gimmick that you put a woman on, you know, whoever floats your boat. Someone puts on their eyelids and they squeeze, their eyelashes and make them curl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've
Curly
seen
Jones, we call
sure,
it. Right.
Yeah,
so,
the curler.
Yeah, the curler
thing.
Gimmick,
yeah,
we call
exactly.
it. Right. So that's maybe every Pittsburgh Steeler has in their locker from Coach Tomlin. I don't know. Let's take you found it, Mike? No, not yet. Let's take a listen to Coach Tomlin talking about, you know, the win is more about them, not the Patriots.
I think the significant element is not about who we played. It's about us overcoming the things that have been issues for us in recent weeks, particularly. We were able to end the game with the defense on the field, and, you know, that's significant.
Yeah, you still beat the Patriots, which is a very, very cool thing, Coach. So I would, you know, that's the deal. But I appreciate what he's saying. I know what he's saying. He's making it about his team, not about the greatness and aura of Belichick and Brady and whatnot and company. But it still was a very, very impressive win there in the great environment of the Steel City at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Let's take a listen to Big Ben, the big QB of the Steelers.
Well, it's a big win for us, being a playoff caliber / Super Bowl caliber team perennially, and then at our winning at home. You know, we haven't been very successful at home, so it's that time of year where every win's a big one, so this is a big one for us.
Well, he's right. You're late Jones here. You're late in the season. You got to nail stuff now. You got to get those victories now. The Steelers are sitting at 8-5-1 AB, where the Pats are now 9-5, I believe. So, and speaking of the Patriots, here is the one and only Tom Brady on blowing chances.
Just missed opportunities. I think that's what it comes down to. Too many plays where we've got opportunities to do stuff with it, and we don't. So it's football. I mean, it's wish it were outcomes were different, obviously, this week, last week, but just have to get back to work.
He doesn't sound as angry as I think he should be. He really doesn't. He doesn't sound as angry.
I don't think you're allowed to have emotion.
No, but he's, you know, he's cool hand cool. Speaking of a guy who will show you some emotion, kind of in this cut anyway, Coach Belichick, kind of goes back and forth here with a reporter. Check this out.
You guys had tied the game at the end there. Were you thinking 2-point conversion to at the end there, or would you play for overtime?
Yeah, we were trying to score.
Yeah, to score it, and then
yeah, well, we didn't score.
You know, sometimes you think ahead on those situations.
Yeah, let's just take it one play at a time, Mike.
Now, I had the thought on my couch.
He's talking to Mike Reese, the reporter there. Right.
I had the thought on my couch watching this. We had some friends over yesterday. There's a bunch of us sitting down. I'm like, if they're going to, again, assuming they're going to score, everyone in the room thought they were going to score for to at least flirt with overtime. And I said, well, they might just go for two here and try and win 18-17. But none of it mattered. And of course, he's not going to tell us what he was going to do there. Why would he play his hands?
No. That's, come on, Belichick. You know he's not going to do that, bro.
But he was
going to stay at one play at a time, Mike.
I'll answer your question, Mike. He was going for two. He was going to try and win the game right there.
Yeah, Mike Reese, if that is your real name. All right, anyways, that's the deal. So, I don't know. To me, it's always a beautiful thing when the Patriots are not victorious. So, the AFC is looking pretty cool, fun to watch. The NFC is too, man. It's the NFL. We're going to keep talking a little football here. Is it the end of an era for a Super Bowl winning quarterback? 855-212-4227. Taz, would AB here? We'll be right back.
The 5th Annual CBS Sports Classic, this Saturday afternoon, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, it's time. You know what time it is, right? It's time to ask the pros where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros and submit your question. By listening later in the show, when we might answer your question, thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer care at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So we talk a lot of NFL right here. If you want to call the show, 855-212-4227. Some of the folks are on the hook right now. Let's go out to Pennsylvania and talk to Ed, listening on 96.5 FM. Ed, you're with Taz and Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
What's going on, man? Talk to me.
Yeah, man. I think, it's the end of the era for the Brady and then New England Patriots.
You think that's it? You think this is it? Done.
Yeah, let somebody else get a chance to, you know what I mean? Like the Eagles won last year, but, you know, it's a new era.
It is. Well, I mean, you still got to realize, though, Ed, you know, Brady is still awesome. He really is. I mean, but I hear what you're saying.
I ain't going to argue with you.
I'm not going to argue because I kind of agree with you. I think if you look at Gronkowski, like, he's not, the guy's banged up, beat up. He's not, he had like 2 catches yesterday. You know, so he's not even, he was always a big threat, as you know. So it's the weapons have changed and times have changed.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Ed. Thanks. Yeah, what's up? What's up? Go ahead, Ed.
No, I said I'm agreeing with you totally. I'm like, it's time for this lot of young, hungry players out there, a lot of teams that need to get, you know.
Yes, I agree.
They need to be recognized, you know.
Right. You're right. Well said, Ed. Appreciate the call. Thanks, bud. Thank you very much. Let's go to West Virginia. Talk to Buff. Buff, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, man?
Oh, it was a beautiful thing to see Tom Brady get beat.
Yes.
But even better yet, to hear Jim Nantz speechless at the end.
Oh.
His beloved Patriots got beat. And I would pay good money for you, Taz, to suplex him into submission and then fly back to the compound wherever you want.
Yes!
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Buff, as long as he signs a release, I will do that to Mr. Nantz.
Jim Nantz.
Yes, thank you, Buff.
Hello, friends. Jim Nantz of CBS Sports.
Well, Jim Nantz does do a good job, but I see what Buff's saying because you could, you know, some play-by-play guys, you could tell there's a little love fest going on. And even maybe not as much the color commentators because a lot of these guys are ex-players, so they're kind of, you know, they're sensitive to that. They got to be careful unless it's the team that they play for. Sometimes you could feel at that love fest. But the play-by-play guys, sometimes, especially the older guys that have been around, and Jim Nantz is one of the great ones.
You want action? Expect it here.
But the thing is, it was just
Jim Nantz.
For me, it doesn't matter. As long as the Patriots lose, it's happy, happy, joy, joy for me. So that's it. I'm sure Jim Nantz would disagree.
Well, I saw people tweeting as the game was ending in the fourth quarter that Romo was too pro-Steelers. that they were, that Romo was like celebrating.
I did not notice that. I did not know. Well, he's just happy, Romo.
I mean, there was one call, and I don't remember if it was Samuels or somebody else that made a long run, and there was a flag behind the play. And the assumption was it was going to be a hold on the Steelers, but it was on the Pats. And Romo was like, oh, it's on New England. And it did seem a little celebratory.
Oh,
yeah. Ah.
That's
it's
Romo,
not coming
bro.
Back, Jim.
Yeah, no. He'll do it. Well, so, oh. He's the best, man. I'm sorry. I know Moose is not a fan of the way he does play, but the way Romo does his color commentary, I love it.
I mean, it's just
this is stupid.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, he does all.
I mean, he is a goofy, you know what? Sometimes, and every once in a while, you kind of want to punch him. But I mean, I don't mind him.
He would kick your ass.
Of course he would.
I'd love to.
I don't think there's a guy.
Romo and AB in a fist fight. He would destroy you in about one round.
I'm pretty sure there's not one guy in an NFL booth on NBC, CBS, ESPN, or Fox that I could take.
I could pitch a mic to Rico punching you right in your lip.
You know what?
Did that just happen?
So Rico was here recently.
Was he?
Was on WFAN.
Hmm.
And he's not a tall guy, but he's stocky.
Yeah. Stocky.
I don't know.
You got to watch those non-tall, stocky guys.
I might have a quickness advantage on Tariq.
I just saw you
sure.
throw like a punch to the air. Good thing we don't have video. It was awkward. It almost looked.
Is that not how I should do it?
You punch like you're a six-year-old boy at Gymboree. I mean, that's how you punch. No offense to six-year-olds.
Good company.
But that's it is a great brand, great company. Actually, the Gymboree, be honest with you.
Yeah.
That is a real good thing. My son, when he was young, you know, he was a very active kid. I suggest put your sons or daughter in something like that. It helps them with their athleticism and their balance when they're young.
No. That's right.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Because you get there, because then he gets
I'm doing it now at 38. Yes. There's still time.
Well, you punch like a seven-year-old.
Sir, so how old's your kid? Oh, no. This is for me.
Thanks very much.
You guys have that rainbow like parachute thing that we can jump up and down and spin at
like,
the end of the class?
Sir, most people don't have beards that come here. They're little kids with lollipops and milk.
Where's the ball pit?
Yeah. And
he has like one-on-one sessions.
Who is this large bald man what you asking about the Mets catcher? Why is he with you?
That's my Uncle Pete.
Why is he asking you all these sports questions while you're doing activities on a jungle gym? Well, but anyway, now Jim Nantz though. Jim Nantz is good. Do you think he's a little bit of a fan? You agree with Buff? A little bit of a fan of the? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
You kind of just did a Romo. Yeah. Oh.
Well, I think not to excuse anything, but I think sometimes you can't. It's hard to be down the middle. It's hard to be perfectly impartial, and I think you kind of want people to think that you're for the other side. I think that means you're doing a good job. Like I've heard Marv Albert say this, that when he was the voice of the NBA and there were so many Knicks-Bulls series,
right,
that Knicks fans used to be mad at him because they thought he wasn't pro-Knicks, and Bulls fans would be mad because he wasn't pro-Bulls. And he said, that means I'm doing my job correctly.
That's right.
That I'm not leaning in one direction or the other.
Even Stephen Jones.
Right. I wasn't paying close enough attention last night to Nantz. But, I mean, here's the thing. We just said it 20 minutes ago. We both assumed that game was going to overtime.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
It didn't.
And Brady
right.
wasn't good, and they weren't good, and they only scored 10 points. And the Steelers had come in off three straight losses, and they just kept destroying themselves, making crucial mistakes, late in games, blowing leads.
Right.
So, like, you should have been surprised last night that the Patriots didn't rally against the Steelers, which may come across as sounding that, like, you're pro-New England, because you're right. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe it didn't happen. But, like, that was the theme second half in particular. You're just waiting for the Patriots to get ahead, and they never actually caught up or made one play to change things. So I think you heard what the caller said.
Buff was just having fun at Nance's expense.
Well, you asked me a question. I'm answering it.
Okay, don't get insulted. You're dissecting the whole thing.
I'm just going to go back to sitting here.
No, don't just sit there. You're dissecting Jim Nance's motor.
Yes.
Right.
Back to you, Brad.
Anyway. On
modus
that note,
operandi?
Right. Yes, that one. You're breaking down his whole biorhythm scheme. It's Jim Nantz. Maybe he's a fan of Brady and Belichick. Doesn't matter. They lost 17-10 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Flacco. It's an end of an era for Flacco and his Ravens. Could be. 855-212-4CBS. 4227. Taz and the Moose, Tazbo, with Andrew sitting here with me. We'll be right back.
CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.